Our gospel reading this morning comes out of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. In Mark's Gospel, right at the beginning, of the subtitles of that as it's broken down is when John the Baptist prepared the way for Christ, and he baptized Jesus, and then the temptation of Jesus when he was tempted for 40 days, and then when Jesus called the first disciples. And last week we looked at when Jesus cast out evil spirit. Today we look at the subtitle, and it's about Jesus healing many people. And it's also got some indication in there about prayer. New Living Translation says this: after Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they went over to Simon and Andrew's house, and James and John were with them. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. He went to her bedside and took her hand and helped her to sit up. The fever suddenly left, and she got up and prepared a meal for them. That evening at sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus, and a huge crowd of people from all over Capernaum gathered outside the door to watch. So Jesus healed great numbers of sick people who had many kind of diseases, and he ordered many demons to come out of their victims. But because they knew who he was, he refused to allow the demons to speak. And then Jesus goes to preach in Galilee. The next morning, Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone into the wilderness to pray. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. And they said, "Everyone's asking for you." But he replied, "We must go to other towns as well, and I will preach to them too, because that is why I came." So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and expelling demons from many people. May God add his blessings to reading and hearing and the understanding about his word.